A collapsible table, books, a smile, and a profound knowledge of English grammar. Ellen Dovin has everything that she needs. And the New York subway has a new unofficial stop for grammar lovers.
Hello, welcome to Grammar Table.
Grammar Table, all right. I love it, it's hot.
Dovin is a lover and popularizer of English grammar. Together with her husband, she owns a business communication development company. Online and traditional classes are her life. Yet she decided to spice things up and set up camp in the Big Apple's subway and the city streets.
I put the sign up and it took 30 seconds for someone to come up and ask me a question. How many words do I think Donald Trump knows?
While that is more a political question than a grammatical one, Dovin believes understanding the rules of language structure will help people understand each other on the international level.
Vaguer than that, but I have read that a collective noun, is that what you're
calling? Yeah. So it's a special case. We can make special cases, right? Or do you want everything to be consistent?
Students and pensioners, engineers and housekeepers, actors and fellow linguists, the Grammar Table attracts a variety of people for whom English is filled with mysteries. The most popular questions are about participles and commas.
For example, if I say he ordered salad, spaghetti, and soda, right before the and, you can put a comma if you want in English, and it's called the Oxford comma, or sometimes the cereal comma.
New York subway riders accepted the new girl in town quite easily. Musicians, policemen, and even English teachers often stop by to chat.
Things like that, that deal with language, that deal with culture, it's refreshing from some of the other things that go on.
Not all questions are about English or in English. Dovin speaks Spanish, Italian, Portuguese, German, French, Chinese, Korean, and Japanese fluently, and is learning a few more languages. For Nina Vishnova in New York, Anna Rice, VOA News.